This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning, Sarah. I texted you over the weekend.
What happened?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I texted you over the weekend because I still don't necessarily understand what you meant by, like, why my pay rate is lower. After working a couple of shifts with this client, mm-hmm. It's actually, like, three times more work. And three times more hours than normal. Like, I'm wiping his ass, cleaning his balls, lifting him up out of the chair. I'm washing his whole body. I'm staying up all night to make sure he doesn't die.
You have to administer what? Say that again.
They're saying that I'm the only one there in the middle of the night, and he has some medications that he has to take that I'm. That, like, I'm not, I don't think I'm qualified to.
No, you are not allowed to give him anything.
What are they telling you to give him? They didn't tell me to give him anything. They just told me what his medications were. And in the middle of the night, he takes lorazepam and morphine. These are serious meds, so I'm not touching it at all. But I'm just saying. $14 an hour is not enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it comes out to over $16 an hour with when we put in all the hours together. So that's why we have to lower the pay rate, because we only get paid the same amount for that patient through Medicaid as we do for the patient that just needs you to sit with them, you know, an hour. So, and we don't get paid overtime through Medicaid. So when there's overtime involved, we have to lower the initial first 40 rate, so that way, you know, we don't end up paying, because, like, ideally we would love to pay you all $25 an hour, but the fact is that we barely get $20 an hour from Medicaid, you know, per hour for the cases. So then when you're putting overtime involved, so it's $14 for the first 40 hours, but it's $21 for the overtime hours. So it averages out to over $16 an hour.
I did the math on that the other day, and I'm averaging pretty much the same rate as what I was making working with Patricia and Blondell, but for more work and more time is the only reason why I'm complaining. I'm not actually making more money.
You were at 16 for them?
I was at 15, right? I was at 15 working with Patricia and Blondell, but I had very low hours, so it was like But now,
yeah, you're making more.
I'm making more because I'm spending more time, but my time is not actually more valuable than it was when I was working with. You get what I'm saying?
Because you're making over a dollar more per hour on average.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Let me walk you through.
Okay, I mean, it's not a problem. I have other people that I can put on the case, but I can't give you
You're not letting me, like, finish.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So I spoke with one of the family members who used to also be aide for Mr. Willie, right?
Yeah.
And he told me that he was making more than that, like, you know what I'm saying? And then I can tell you
beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was
making $15 an hour. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that was after the overtime was included, honey. That's what I'm saying. Right, you're making over $16 an hour. He was not making that.
I'm making $16 an hour after 40 hours. Is that right?
No. You're making $16 an hour. From hour one to the end, it's $16.33 an hour. Okay? If you were to break it down, your rate is actually listed as $14 for the first 40. So you're making $14 an hour for hour 1 through 40, and then you're making $21 an hour from anything over $40. So 40 hours, I apologize.
So you're saying it averages out.
It averages out to over 16. Right. It averages out to over $16 an hour. We have to break it down like that because legally we have to give you time and a half. But it's – I think I sent it all to you, too. So give me 1 second.
192 times 5 is 960. So 16 times
Yeah, it's all broken down for you. $14, I sent it to you on the 4th.
So one other question that I had. I know there's some sort of app that tracks, like, your pay stubs, hours, and all that stuff.
HCM2Go, yeah.
Yeah, what's it called?
HCM2Go.
Okay, I need to be, like, looking at that. Because, really, like, I just, like, it's not, like, you know, like, I just have some specific, like, benchmarks
yeah.
that I'm trying to hit
so you
every
need
week.
To,
and
I understand. You need to speak to the coordinator and let her know that they're saying that he needs to take these medications, but we cannot
yeah.
give him medications. We can remind him, or we can, if the family
them.
Has them. Yeah, I'm just telling you what the legalities of it. If the family has them in, like, one of those pill boxes where they're already
the dosage is already set
and everything's in there,
yeah.
that's fine. You can give them to him out of that case. However,
and he
you cannot
them by his own volition.
Yes, exactly. You cannot take them out of the pill bottles and hand them to him. You cannot give him any kind of injections. You cannot do any kind of medical testing, things like that. So make sure that's not being asked of you, and I'm going to have the coordinator reach out and let them know that this is not something that you are authorized. They should know. I believe Nina actually spoke with them about it last week, that we are not authorized to give to manage his medications.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to make sure that we speak to him again.
I definitely already told the hospice nurse. Like, she asked me, "Are you qualified to give him meds?" I was like, "Nope." But she still showed me what they were and what was going on. She gave them to him. But she works for, I don't know, whatever she
Yeah, no, hospice is able to do that, yeah. But we are not. We are not
so you're
any
saying
kind of skilled nursing care.
Yeah, no. Basically, you're saying that help me understand this so I can not be more comfortable. Like,
yeah.
So Medicaid is only paying you guys $20 an hour.
Yeah, it's like something like $21 an hour. It's no more than that. And they are in process of increasing that. So once that goes through, like, the proper channels, and we start getting an increase, and we're going to give you guys all we push you guys up according to what we are getting reimbursed for, our reimbursement rate. You know, so if that happens, it hasn't happened since, I want to say, 2021. We haven't had an increase since. So, I mean, they keep saying it, and we're waiting for it. But as of right now, we're only getting, like, $21 an hour from Medicaid.
Okay, so I'm making 14 and then
16.33. It's $16.33.
So I'm taking out of the $21 allocated per hour from Medicaid, I'm taking 16 of those dollars. I'm just trying to understand how this
and
works.
And then over 16 of those dollars, and then we still have to pay for, like, your the workman's comp insurance and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So and then
so,
obviously
so
we have our office stuff.
Do I have workers' comp insurance? Like,
oh yeah, any job you work at, you have to have workman's comp. Yeah. So if you get injured.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have a few more questions. Like, I just want to really understand because for me,
I can,
like,
send
I've
you
made,
to
yeah.
I can have the HR coordinator speak to you. Do you want me to give you her number? I'll send it to you.
Sure.
I'll text you her number.
Sure.
And she's definitely way more versed on this than I am. And she'll be able to explain to you the rates and everything, okay? And then in the meantime, I'm also going to talk to Nina about this situation with the medication. And then,
someone's got to be there to administer the medication because he has,
but nobody's,
he has like...
nobody's going to be there. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so they need to figure out.
Yeah, the family has to figure it out. But what I was just trying to tell you is that, like, he has, like, sores on his body, so when I'm cleaning him, he's in pain. So someone should give him that pain medicine. Like, I'm not going to give it to him, obviously, but, you know, I have to change him and bathe him at least twice of a shift. So, you know, like, you know, I'm going to do it off, like,
I
okay, off
believe
stuff,
me,
but,
I understand. I mean, I worked as a caregiver for many years, and I understand that you are sorely underpaid. I really do get that. but
yeah,
our hands,
like, I know
as
LPNs
an agency,
like...
exactly, but as an agency, our hands are tied because we can't, obviously, I mean, pay you more than we can.
I know,
like,
yeah.
We'll have to close
our
offices.
I know what I'm getting
you know?
Myself into. Like, I've had better jobs. I've made,
yeah.
in my teens, I was making $55 an hour. This is very, like,
yeah,
unbecoming of
it.
Me. But I'm, like, trying to hit, I'm trying to make $1,000 a week, and then that way I can, that's how I can work with that. But,
right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood before I get upset, because when I get upset,
yeah,
I
don't want
understand.
You to get upset. I know.
Yeah.
What I mean, I know you by now, Tay, you see?
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah,
I'm going to
you know,
send you
really
the information
cool.
again about the breakdown on the rate. Because
okay.
I did say, you, if you look at your texts right before, let me just, my text just cleared out. I'm sorry. Give me a second. Come on. Oh. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, Tay.